Florida Cattlemen's Leadership Academy Class 1 graduated at our convention in June, and so we immediately moved into selection of, as we called, SCLA Class 2. We had a really big interest in nominations, and a lot of folks, a lot of counties, a lot of individual Cattlemen's members nominated some strong young producers, but we limited it to 12 at a maximum. And so we sat down, went through the nominations, and picked 12 really strong folks to be members of FCLA Class 2.
Holly said, for those not familiar with this program, it takes the place of the Florida Young Cattlemen's Conference.
And it was really a tour, but it was really just about seeing ranches across the state, and they got a little bit of media training thrown in there. But this program is really kind of a step above that. We still do those traditional ranch tours, and we see ranching operations across the state, but it's a year-long process with 4 2- to 3-day sessions spread geographically throughout the state, one about August, one in about October, one in January, and one in March, and then they graduate at our annual convention in June. But during these sessions, we also do media training, leadership training, industry training, parliamentary procedure, how to put together a proper agenda and plan for a meeting, a really good policy session, a political session. You know, how does the government work? How do we as cattlemen affect public policy? Why do we try to affect public policy? So it's really much more robust than the old Florida YCC tour. That did a great job. A lot of folks went through it, but we just felt like we needed a little bit more personal development and leadership training in a program for those cattlemen and cattlewomen 21 to 40 years old.
He said they were very happy with the results from Class 1 and now look forward to Class 2. For more information, go to floridacattlemen.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.